because when we fire on them, they just fire back. Winters and Lipton looked at each other in disbelief. Easy always tried to keep the German heads down and on the defensive whenever it occupied the front line. It did so at Driel and kept up active patrolling. The artillery continued to pound away. The Germans still had the advantage of holding the high ground north of the river, so movement by day was impossible. The platoons in the front line lived in foxholes. The rain was all but constant. No one ever got really dry. No shaves, no showers, no relaxation. A miserable existence. To the rear, at the CPs and further back, conditions improved somewhat. Artillery was a problem, of course, but there was hot food and other compensations. The men listened to Arnim Annie, a German propagandist broadcaster, over the radio. Between American songs, she invited them to cross the river, surrender, and live in comfort until the war was over. The supply people were able to bring copies of Yank and Stars and Stripes to the men. The 101st's daily news sheet, the Kangaroo Chronicle, resumed publishing. The Germans dropped leaflets, "Why Fight for the Jews?" The 506th POW interrogation team broadcast over a loudspeaker surrender invitations to the Germans. The only effect of the propaganda, by both sides, was to bring a good laugh. Winters was bored. Being XO was a letdown, a tremendous letdown. The most fun I had in the Army, the most satisfying thing I did, was company commander. Being a junior officer was a tough job, taking it from both sides, from the men and from Captain Sobel. But as a company commander, I was running my own little show. I was out front, making a lot of personal decisions on the spot that were important to the welfare of my company, getting a job done. But as Battalion XO, I was an administrator, not making any command decisions or such, just recommendations to the battalion commander, to the battalion S2. I suggested that some people would feel a sense of relief at the change. "I didn't," Winters replied. First Lieutenant Harry Welsh's 2nd Platoon had the sector of the line facing east. His CP was in a barn some 50 meters west of the railroad tracks, where the Germans had their outposts. His platoon strength was down to 24 men. Even if he kept half of them on alert, that meant 12 men to cover a front of 1,500 meters. With a more than 200-meter gap between outposts, it was relatively easy for German patrols to penetrate the line after dark. They did so regularly, not with the purpose of mounting an attack,